WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The CDC Vaccine Advisory Panel continues to meet, and it will take up a vote on vaccine schedules for children today. They're expected to take a vote on COVID-19 doses. Yesterday, the panel recommended separating the long combined MMRV vaccine and restricted the ages who should receive it. ABC's Steve Osunsalmi has more.
The panel decided to separate the chickenpox vaccine from the widely used combination vaccine that fights the measles, mumps, and rubella, meaning that children will need another shot for their first dose, explaining that this slightly lowers the risk of possible seizures experienced by some children getting the vaccine.
The House passed a short-term government funding bill ahead of the shutdown deadline at the end of the month. The Senate, though, failing to advance several measures due to lack of support. Security preparations underway in Phoenix ahead of Sunday's memorial service planned for conservative influencer Charlie Cook. He was shot and killed last week. This is ABC News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Sunnyview Expo Center hosted the 8th annual Feed the Body, Feed the Soul event Thursday. It saw more than 252,000 pounds of rice packaged for Feeding America of Eastern Wisconsin. The 12-hour-long event featured over 1,200 volunteers coming together to help feed hungry families. It may be hard to picture 252,000 pounds of rice, but Liz Wallenberg, Chief Systems and Strategy Officer at Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, broke it down.
Visually, it's about 5 semi-loads full of rice.
She added that volunteer events like this are crucial to Feeding America.
So without our volunteers, we wouldn't be able to do the work we do in the community. A lot of the food that we have donated, we need it processed by volunteers in order to get it ready to go out to food pantries.
Oshkosh Corporation has sponsored the event for 8 years. Jody Larson is Vice President of Community Engagement at Oshkosh Corporation, and she said they do so out of love for the community.
Part of our values is we are better together. So it's bringing our team and our talents and our time with our community together to make an impact to those facing food insecurities in our community.
The employees of the Oshkosh Corporation are on board as well, from the leadership team on down. Here's Alex Streeter, the Director of Global Trade and Compliance at Oshkosh Corporation.
We've been having it for, I don't know, 8 years, I think it is. So ever since the first one, I've been volunteering, and it's just a great event to bring everybody together and do something wonderful for the community.
Jake Blizzard, a volunteer and employee of Oshkosh Corporation.
More than anything, we enjoy helping people out.
The food package during the Feed the Body, Feed the Soul event will be distributed to food pantries across Northeast Wisconsin. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A close call for Kraft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers were holding practice yesterday when suddenly Tucker Kraft went down with a knee injury after an exam. They don't believe it's going to be long-term. Now, the Packers play the Browns on Sunday. Can Luke Musgrave or John Fitzpatrick fill Kraft's spot at tight end? Offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich.
I like our room with the tight end room, so I think, you know, we'll be able to figure out the best path forward depending on what happens there with Tucker.
Badger football, Wisconsin against Maryland, 11 a.m. tomorrow in Madison. In their first Big Ten game of the year, is this where they can start to turn the program around? Quarterback Danny O'Neill.
Yeah, absolutely. We're 2-1 right now. There's a lot of teams that are the same way. So just being able to, you know, go execute against Big Ten opponents. And yeah, like you said, everything that we want is still in front of us.
Baseball, the Brewers in St. Louis tonight against the Cards. Milwaukee's magic number now down to 4 after sweeping the Angels last night 5-2. Quinn Priester's 12th win in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Midwest Farm Report. With me, Pam Yonke.
Mostly cloudy but still mild, with high temperatures making it to the mid-70s. With chances of showers throughout the day, thunderstorms and rain ramp up into the night. With slow-moving low-pressure system over the state, chances for rain continue Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here.
I also don't want to, you know, sit and doom scroll before I go to sleep at night, yeah, because that's not good for my brain. It doesn't help my sleep patterns. Right. And
my brother-in-law, you went to medical school with him. He said at 2 hours, turn off all screens. At 1 hour, get yourself ready for bed. And he goes, and Greg, bed is for two things. That's it.
What are they?
Moving on.
Sleeping
in
chess.
Listen to you laugh.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel as we go deep on what Charlie Kirk said, the GOP's response to his assassination, and what is hate speech. Really, don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Yeah, across Wisconsin, yeah, on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this TGIF Friday edition of the Todd Albaugh Show, September 19th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, at the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison, at the intersection of State and Fairchild, on a bit of an overcast sky. A little smoke in the air, I think, from the wildfires in the west, but also maybe some rain showers moving in parts of Wisconsin already from west to east. And much of Wisconsin this weekend, summer, is going to get wet.
Tut, tut. It looks like rain.
Yes, yes, indeed. Hope it holds off. Tonight, going to American Players Theater in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Going to meet up our friend, our old friend Chris Giese, and his lovely and talented partner, Emily. Mom's coming down, and then sister Heather and niece Isabel. We're all going to see. And one of the actors, my sister teaches American Sign Language to high school kids in the Eau Claire School District. And one of the actors, which we've seen before, is a deaf actor. And at first you think, how is that going to work? Well, it works great because he does the play in sign, American Sign Language. And then next to me has a bilingual person who is dressed in the same costume as the signing actor, and he voices but you get the emotion and everything from the deaf actor, and then his co-actor voices it. And it's
super
cool.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah. So going tonight looking for – so I hope the rain holds off, although I have my rain gear in tow. So that's the plan for tonight. Big show today, by the way.
Wait, what show is it? You didn't actually say.
Because I can't exactly remember.
What. Fair enough.
Look it up. It's a Shakespeare one. Because not all of them are at American Players Theater. I'm sorry. I'm spacing. This is what happens when you get old. Zombers will find it. We'll tell you what it is, though, by the way. Coming up on the show in hour number two, Peter Rapine, managing editor of E-Bombs World, is going to be here with wild and wacky human headlines. That'll be a great way to end up the show. Also, another edition of What's Worse, American Grilling Experience. Could be a good, lots of games going on. And so we'll talk about grilling in hour two. Bill McCosian. And normally Bill comes on this show and talks politics. No politics today with Billy Mack. It's all about hockey. The Janesville Jets are opening up their brand new Woodman Center hockey arena tonight, or tomorrow night, pardon me, in Janesville. It sold out, by the way, the Janesville Jets game. But Bill McCosian, president and founder of the Janesville Jets, in studio. Cannot wait for that conversation at the bottom of the hour. Also, headlines, notable deaths today in the music industry, but also A little politics we'll throw in there as well, but we're going to start it off with our old friend, my longtime friend, the general manager of WRCL Radio, the old home station in Richland Center, Wisconsin. You can hear it on the Civic Media app as well if you're not in Southwest Wisconsin. And the host of Those Were the Days every Saturday night from 6 until midnight, joining us via phone from RCO, Mr. Phil Nee. How are you, my friend?
I am very well, thank you. And we should say award-winning Todd Allball. How you doing, Todd?
Award-winning? I'm not sure if I'd say that or not.
Well, that's true. From your old University of Richland, I think you're going to be an outstanding alumnus this year.
I appreciate it. I think the honest answer is they ran out of people to nominate.
I doubt that.
Thank you for mentioning that. Yes, UW-Richland. Myself, amongst many other fine folks, named one of the outstanding alums, so I'm going to be recognized next month. And really, it comes down to all the people in my life that helped me, you know, if I'm any sort of success at all. It's because, and by the way, Phil, they asked me to write a big thing for the paper, for the Observer, and I named you. I named Ray Schrader, Brian Kennedy, and Ron Fruit, all people in my high school days that got me into broadcasting and helped mentor me. And I named I named Gene Burkett, both of our former acting coaches, and Jim Agard at UW-Richland. I named all these people because I wanted it to be about others and not me. And then they said, Todd, it's too long. You have to, and the edit. So I'm not sure what made the paper, but I will mention you in the 5 minutes that I have. So thank you, Phil Nee.
Yeah, that's very well said. And one other side note, you mentioned Jean Burkett, wonderful lady who taught English at the campus and directed plays, but they are putting on Pride and Prejudice in Richland Center this fall, and she has a role, and she's 98 years young.
That is Mother Burkett back on stage, exactly where she should be.
It's about time.
It is about time. A better person you will not find than Jean Burkett. I know she's meant a lot to both of our lives and so many others. So that's great news, Phil. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in RC. It has to do with Those Were the Days. You're a great pro. How many years have you been on the air now? Those Were the Days?
Well, October 12th will start our 40th. So it's been 39 years.
Oh,
yes,
my
gosh. That long.
That's amazing. It's a great show. If you don't live in Southwest Wisconsin and you can't get 100.9 on the FM dial, go to the Civic Media app on Saturday night. Scroll down to RCO, Country and Community. You can hear Phil 6 until midnight. Great live call-in show of oldies. Always great interviews. Phil, what's special about this Saturday night?
We are going to be live at the Starlight 14 Outdoor Theater, Todd, and it's going to be a wonderful time. We've done some shows there before, but they're calling it a class reunion night, and so we're going to be there. And if people come to the drive-in and they display their senior picture from high school, they will get in for $2. Otherwise, it's regular price. But that's a real good deal. You only embarrass yourself for a couple of seconds with a guy at the ticket booth.
I was going to say, I paid $20 to have that picture gotten rid of. So I'm not sure.
You and I both. But we'll be showing the movie 16 Candles, and that was voted on. Fans of the Starlight voted on a 70s or 80s movie that they remember seeing at the drive-in. This one won. It's a 1984 movie, of course, the first movie for Molly Ringwald, and a great film that shows quite regularly, but it'll be good to see it on the big screen. And then leading it right into the brand-new Spinal Tap 2, which will be the second of the features.
I think this is great, and a little insider Civic Media. Phil and I were talking, and we have our big, it's all online because we're so spread out, the online staff meeting, and Phil was talking about this, and he made a joke about going to a drive-in theater, and he goes, I'm not sure, it didn't land real well. I said, Phil, let's be honest. How many people on our staff have actually been to a drive-in theater? And I think this is just, it bears mentioning, Phil, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that are listening around the state. They're like, I've heard of those, but I've never been to one.
Exactly. We're very fortunate here in Richland Center to have had this all these many years. My parents went to it, probably my grandparents, I don't know, but it's still open. Tony Johnson and his wife Holly are the main operators of it, and they do a really good job. They're thinking outside the box. They've had dance recitals there. They've had the live concert films. They've had hunting shows, outdoor shows, all kinds of things there, and they kind of do a really good job of just making it a family event. But this is another one where They're kind of inviting class reunions from the area to come back and maybe spend a little time at the outdoor. You don't have to go to the movie. You can come. We're there at 5:30, and you can enjoy some trivia with us and play some games and eat some food, and then the movie's going to start probably around 7:30. And he tells me, we were talking about the weather, he says right now looks like the weather is going to hold off for us Saturday night. I hope he's right.
That's great. Zomers, you have something?
Yeah, I just want to say, as the show's resident Gen Z representative, I have gone to a drive-in in Chilton,
all right,
and I did get your joke. It was just a big meeting, so I was muted, so you couldn't hear me laughing.
Oh,
so see, your audience was there, Phil. You just couldn't hear him.
Well, right, I'm used to that. I'll go to an event, and they'll say something funny, and I say something, and it's like, you hear the crickets. But all I said was, get there early with your significant other, and perhaps you can park in the back row.
Right, because, I mean, you know, that was back in the day in Richland Center and at select places or a couple others around Wisconsin. You could go with your significant other and sit in the back row and maybe that's, do a little naked and watching.
Oh, no, that's where the best view is, right? That's all it is?
Oh, right, yeah. The view.
Oh, sure, sure. That's what you hope to do anyway, but didn't always work out that way.
Your lovely wife, June, would probably have another story about how that happened back in the day.
Right. I asked her about Saturday night. Maybe we could park back there, but I haven't had an answer yet. I think I know what it is, though.
Now, if it was a John Denver concert, of course he's passed by now, but, I mean, that would have been a whole other story.
You know? I know it. Yeah, John Denver, whenever I get in trouble, I just throw a John Denver, take me home country roads on the air, and I'm good to go. I'm golden. But somebody told me the other day, they're like, they have college-age students, and they're like, oh, they're really into John Denver. I'm like, what? Okay.
Really?
Yes, maybe he's made a comeback. That song is so universal.
Yeah, it really is. Great artist, and certainly miss him. Phil, I wasn't planning on talking about this, but I woke up this morning, and I do exactly what you're not supposed to do. I look at my phone right away. And overnight breaking news, the great singer-songwriter of Nashville, Brett James, passed away in a single plane crash outside of Nashville last night. And boy, has he had a huge, only 57 years old. And I got to know him because he wrote some of Kenny Chesney's biggest songs, co-wrote them with him. One of them was We Went Out Last Night, one of my favorite songs. And once again, a tragedy in the music industry.
Yeah, I heard that too. That's very sad. He's written a lot of songs, Carrie Underwood, and mm-hmm. I think Garth Brooks even recorded some of his songs. Jesus Take the Wheel was a big one that he wrote for Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, it's really remarkable, and it just, I mean, you've covered this all your life, and way too often in the music world, it seems like there are these tragedies that just cut people's lives off way too soon, and Brett James is no exception. A couple of minutes left, Phil. Anything you want to plug other on the show or about the activities tomorrow night in Richland Center at the Drive-In Theater?
Otherwise, yeah, we're just getting ready for Friday night football. It's already the fifth week of the high school football season. We're also excited this weekend. We have the big event in Viola, the Horse and Colt Show. Mm-hmm. They're hoping for good weather there, but they've got all kinds of events, big parade and a big small-town community event coming up tomorrow in Viola.
Our family farm is only about 12 miles from there, and I think in the fall, growing up, I looked more forward to the Horse and Colt Show than I probably did the Richland County Fair, but I don't know why, but it just has a certain feel. If you've never been to Viola, it's a small village in southwest Wisconsin. Look it up. It's worth the drive and beautiful this time of year.
Yeah, it really is, and they have all of the community functions that you would have, and the best thing, if you're a foodie, they've got incredible food stands there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Phil, the Badgers play tomorrow. I know you can hear it on WRCE in Richland Center, amongst other stations, but I think it's a must-win for Bucky against coming into a town against Maryland. What do you think?
I think so too, Todd, and I'm a little scared because I see the experts have put it at a 10.5-point favorite for the Bucky Badgers, and
well,
I don't know I'll have to see that to believe it, but we'll see.
Yeah, and quickly, Brewers also on RCE and Richland Center, amongst other civic media stations. Magic number down to 4, Phil, now.
It's incredible, and I heard this in the postgame show last night, Todd. They are 35 games above 500. That's the first time in franchise history they've ever been that far over 500.
It's incredible. Sean Hanisch was in town, one of the great producers of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. We're going to have them on the show on Monday. Huge announcement. I can't tell you what it is, anybody yet, but it has to do with Wisconsin sports. You're going to love it. And he said it feels, for you, Phil, we were both live this season more than any other since. That's that same vibe of 1982.
It really is, and I think the camaraderie of the team, that is really common with that team back then as well. I don't think anybody expected them to do as well as they did, and they have, and it's been a magical year. Hopefully they can go a little ways this year.
It'll be a magical night, 6 until midnight on WRCO 100.9 FM in Southwest Wisconsin or on the Civic Media app. Join Phil in person or over the air. Phil, thanks so much. Have a great call, buddy.
You bet. Take care, Todd.
Stay tuned. Your chance to win Brewers tickets next. Yes, you can be at AmFam Field yet this season. We'll tell you how after this.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, "American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences," unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I love playing sports. Especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience. Where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiss.fm/contest-terms.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Friday, September 19th, 2025. It's Friday. We made it, folks. Good vibes all the way around. What weather might not cooperate if you're doing a lot of stuff outdoors, but hey, you know what? Got to get out and enjoy it. Badger game tomorrow. Going to talk about that. By the way, many thanks to my old friend and broadcasting friend as well from WRCO Richland Center, Philly. Great guy. Great show. Check it out, 6 until midnight. You can find it on the Civic Media app if you don't live in Southwest Wisconsin. Speaking of, make sure, I'm going to tell you right now, go to your app. If you don't have it, go to your app store on your Apple or Android device right now and download the Civic Media app. Go to the search engine, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. Pops up, cute little CM logo. Click on that. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. Download the Civic Media app because we're going to give you a chance to win some free Milwaukee Brewer tickets for next weekend, the final home series of the regular season. And the only way you can enter is via the Civic Media app. So I'm going to give you a minute to download the Civic Media app or give you the keyword for today's show. And while you're doing that, Make sure you stick around, because after the 2:35 Farm News update with Pam Yonke, the one, the only Bill McCoshin is in studio, the president and founder of the Janesville Jets. Exciting news for Wisconsin hockey, Southern Wisconsin, or Rock County. Great community, the Woodman Center. Bill's going to tell us all about it. Some good stuff, some good news, which we could all use on a Friday. And also, if you like winning stuff, stick around on Monday, because here's our motto for the next 2 weeks is more listeners win on the Text to Win contest of the Todd Allball Show than any other Civic Media program.
This comment has not been verified by the lawyers. They are angrily typing me a sternly worded letter right now to tell you to knock
yes,
it off.
Yes, a Susan Collins very sternly worded letter. There is no proof of it, but a lot of people are saying. No, it's our big green and gold, and I have to be very careful because the lawyers get very nervous. It's the big green and gold text to win contest starting on Monday. And the grand prize is a ticket and vacation package to a major stadium of football in the city of Green Bay that uses green and gold as their colors. How'd I do, Zomer?
That's all good.
Fantastic. And by the way, it's a multi-state contest.
Sure is.
So, and you can win cash prizes. You can win gold jewelry. It all starts on Monday with Kreitlow, then Jane and Greg, then Hartman, then us, then Maggie, then Schwab. All day long. And you can enter up to 7 times, and that's starting on Monday.
Yep, every odd hour from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
A lot of people say, well, it's always odd when I'm on. All right, time to do our final free ticket, Brewer ticket, extravaganza, trivia-a-thon. Here we go.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
All right. Folks, we've enjoyed it all season long. Many thanks to Sage Weil, our owner, the executive leadership at Civic Media, to Luke Mathers, who oversees this contest and the tickets. We've been doing it all year. Today is the final day. Brewers have one more home series next weekend. They are assured a playoff spot. They're 4 games away from winning the NL Central, and you can be part of the magic. You can be there in the club-level seats next Friday, September 26th at 7:10 in the evening against the Cincinnati Reds. Open up the aforementioned Civic Media app. The first 10 stations are the ones that we're on. Pick the one closest to you, or pick the one at the top, AUK in Milwaukee, wherever you want. Open it up. In the lower right-hand corner, it'll say text. Click on that. Now you're all set to go. I am going to give you a word. Text the word in right now. You have until 4:00 to be eligible for 4 club level tickets to the Brewers versus the Reds next Friday, September 26th. The word today is last. Last. L-A-S-T-E. The word is
L-A-S-T.
Oh, I said I'm sorry. L-A-S-T. Why did I put an extra? I don't know. The word is last. L-A-S-T. Luke Mathers is saying, thank goodness this is the last weekend for this contest, so I don't have to deal with all ball.
And but, unlike next week's green and gold, this is a statewide contest.
This is a statewide. Thank you. Last. L-A-S-T. L-A-S-T. Yes, Jeff Perry. No. Jeff asks if this is a local contest. And quite frankly, I appreciate the ask, because there has been some confusion. No, Jeff, thank you for asking. It is a statewide contest. As Zomer said, next week is multi-state. This week, only a state. Wisconsin. The word is last. L-A-S-T. L-A-S-T. L is in Larry. A is in Allball. S is in Sam. T is in Todd. Last. L-A-S-T. The first shall be last. This is the last day for the free Ticket Friday Brewer giveaway. And how great, in all seriousness, how great has this been? I mean, it's been a lot of fun. And I don't remember a season that's been more fun for me personally since 1982. I was talking to Sean Hannish about this last night. And really, folks, you're not going to want to miss Monday's show, A, for the green and gold text to win contest. But Sean and Phil, right? No.
Paul.
Paul, thank you. Paul. I'm very confused. Paul are going to be here on the show live with a big announcement for their new film involving Wisconsin sports. The word is last, L-A-S-T, to win those Brewer tickets. Text it in right now. Farm News of Pam Yonke is next. And then when we come back, sitting right next to me, Bill McCoshin, president and founder of the Janesville Jets. What's new in Janesville? How did it happen? What's the game like? And what does this mean for hockey? We'll tell you on the other side. Don't miss it on the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to WISS, home of the Midwest Farm Report. Artificial intelligence, it is the buzzword these days. Many people concerned that AI will cost people their jobs. At UW-Platteville, they've got a different perspective. They see artificial intelligence creating more jobs in agriculture. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. We'll find out how they're harnessing the power of AI for jobs of the future next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
This fall at UW-Platteville, they are creating curriculum to provide job opportunities for students that are pursuing technology in agriculture. Tara Montgomery is the director of the School of Agriculture at UW-Platteville. She says it's a tool students are already familiar with and using. Now, let's show them how it can be used in agriculture and turn into a job.
So looking at precision agriculture from the agronomy standpoint and within our ag engineering technology, bringing in more equipment so that students can learn drone work, learn how to take the data that can be generated in the field, and then how to apply it. So not just taking the data, but learning how equipment can be upgraded to be able to collect the kind of data that we want, learn how to position the equipment so that the satellites can pick up the information.
Tara Montgomery, she's the director of the School of Agriculture at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville, where they're embracing artificial intelligence in the industry. Montgomery says, well, automation will affect manual labor jobs. It's also creating demand for high-tech skills in artificial intelligence, data analysis, and technology management, and she wants UW-Platteville students to be ready.
Join our friends from Compeer and Pam Yonke at World Dairy Expo on Friday, October 3rd at 9:30 a.m. Compeer is dedicated to agriculture in rural America by providing financial services throughout 144 counties in the Midwest. Learn more at Compeer.com.
Pam will continue her coverage of World Dairy Expo with BioVet and Amperio on Wednesday, October 1st at 9:30 a.m. at booths 1503 and 1504 in the exhibition hall. BioVet and Amperio are your trusted partners in animal health. Stop by or visit bio-vet.com.
And Randy Romanski, our Wisconsin Secretary of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, has also been named president of the Midwestern Association of State Departments of Agriculture. The announcement came during their national meeting in Arkansas this month. That's a look at food news on a Friday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke. Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on WISS.
Mostly cloudy, but still mild, with high temperatures making it to the mid-70s. With chances of showers throughout the day, thunderstorms and rain ramp up into the night. With slow-moving low-pressure system over the state, chances for rain continue Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones.
As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
Brewers baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers baseball all season long on WISS. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we get to know one candidate for Secretary of State, another for the state Senate District number 17, all coming up. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 35 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock across Wisconsin here on a Friday, TGIF, September 18th, 2025. Glad to have you along. There's a meaning behind the song I'm going to tell you about in a minute. But first, we're right in the middle of our very last text to win free ticket Friday. Free tickets, four of them in the club level seats, the Tony Club level in AmFam Field for next Friday, September 26th. The Reds coming to town in the final home game series. The Brew Crew starts at 7:10. You can be there. Simply go to the Civic Media app and open it up and text the word LAST, L-A-S-T, LAST. Text it right now at the 4 o'clock hour. The computer will randomly draw from the correct entries, and one person listening to this show will be on their way to AmFam Field. Crew now within four games, magic number four for the Crew to solidify the NL Central. All right, here's the deal. We talk on this show a lot about politics, and our next guest has come on and talked about politics. I appreciate that. Used to be on the same team for a number of years, Republicans. I left the party in 2011. He's still working there. We don't always agree politically, but I talk on this show a lot, and other people have, on, hey, you know what? What we have to do is reach and figure out that our neighbors are not our enemies, that we can disagree politically but still find ways to bring our community together. Well, it was time for Todd to take a look in the mirror and say, well, what am I doing to help that? What's this show doing to help that? And one of the things we can do is what we're going to do right now. And our next guest, I'm so happy to have him here in studio, not talking politics, but Bill McCoshin is the president and founder of the great organization, the Janesville Jets. Billy Mack, how are you?
How are you, Todd? Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
Sure, let's talk.
They going to get to 100? They got to go 6-3 in their final game.
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Murphy said this on an interview I heard, maybe it was some other place, I'm not sure, but he said it's not about, he goes, you know how Murphy, he's like, people are saying because we're so great running the bases. He said, Frelick got picked off. They're not great. He said, it's the people, the guys we have.
Yeah.
It's the who, not the what.
I agree.
Yeah.
And Pat Murphy's the perfect skipper for him. I mean, right. He has found a way to get the maximum performance out of every single guy on their lineup. I mean, sometimes they have guys going to bat that haven't been to bat in a week, and they get the clutch hit. I mean, that's pretty rare.
And it's so fun to watch. I know you've seen this in hockey. We've both seen it in politics, right? Because I think politics is a lot like sports. You got to have the right team. You got to have the right people, the right chemistry.
Chemistry is huge.
And it's not always the most talented team or has the biggest names, and maybe less so today, money. But it's the who you got on there, the attitude, the how you work together.
What I find special about this, there's no question they're going to break the Brewer single season record of 96 wins. Is that they find different ways to do it, right? Some nights it's pitching, some nights it's hitting, some nights it is base running, and some nights it's a little bit of luck, right? But they find a way every single time.
We're about the same age. I was talking to somebody last night. I said, for me, I don't know why, but I haven't felt this way. I haven't followed. I haven't been this invested in the Brewers since 82.
Same.
Really?
Yeah. Same. Yeah. I mean, I followed some other teams that were decent when CeCe Sabathia was there, but this team with no salary cap in the in the Major League Baseball, this would be a national story like none in recent times. Yeah. You know, I've been to two Super Bowls. Fortunately, the Packers won both of them. That was spectacular. The Bucks have won an NBA championship. If the Brewers can find a way to win a World Series, I mean, what a capstone, really.
I mean, that's just, that would be the ultimate fairy tale walk-off, right?
For sure.
Especially with the passing of the late, great Bob Uecker. It's been a really special season. And again, it's one of those things that, as our friend Trigvi Olsen says, when people go to the Brewers, you know, it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats. It's yellow and blue.
Yeah.
You know, it that brings people
and you
together.
Talked about it in the lead-in about how do you come together in politics? Well, this is one of the ways.
Yeah.
Find things you agree on. Find some common ground and then expand on that, right? And then what I said this morning, you listened to me on WTMJ, and I've been on the television and said the same thing on NBC 15 here in Madison, is you got to listen to the other side, right? You might think you know what their position is, but if you really listen, you might find out you weren't right about what you thought their position was. And it doesn't mean you're going to change your mind and agree, but you at least you can understand where they're coming from. And you got to start with that foundation. If you can't listen, this is never going to improve.
Totally agree. And I think one of the ways that you listen to people, at least for me, is whether it's a Packer or a Badger or a Brewers game, if you're sitting and having a beverage with someone, that's what I have some of the best conversations with my friends.
Yeah, me
you
too.
Know? You just because it's an easy thing. I don't know. It's just a different attitude.
Yeah.
And I wish we had more of that in the world today. All right, let's get into
some exciting news.
Some exciting news. I want you to talk about. Let's start with. I'm not a big NHL fan just because I grew up in Southwest Wisconsin. We didn't have hockey in high school when I was growing up in the 80s.
Monroe does now.
Monroe does now, but Richland Center didn't, although we had floor hockey in Phi Ed, and I always thought I'd be a great defenseman in real hockey.
That's what I was.
Because I like to check. I was small, but I could check guys. I wasn't a great shooter, but I could check. But tell people, I'm a big Badger hockey fan. I used to have season tickets to men's hockey here at Wisconsin. Tell folks a little bit about the league, because I don't think a lot of people across the state understand what the league is, and then the Janesville Jets and about this big news.
So if you know anything about college sports, in most college sports, freshmen redshirt, and they get bigger, stronger, faster, all of those things. Hockey's the exception to that. Kids after high school and sometimes in high school will go play juniors before they go to college. That's why you see if you go to a Badger game, a lot of their freshmen are 21 years old because they've played 3 or 4 years of junior hockey first. And there's three levels of junior hockey. There's the USHL, the United States Hockey League, which includes the Madison Capitals and Dubuque Fighting Saints, depending on where you're listening to this, or the Green Bay Gamblers if you're up in Northeast Wisconsin. Then there's the North American Hockey League. That's where the Janesville Jets are. There's now a team in Brookfield called the Wisconsin Wendigo and one in Chippewa Falls called the Chippewa Steel. I'm the chairman of that league. I'm also the founder of the Janesville Jets and the majority owner, but we have 35 teams in our league from Fairbanks, Alaska, all the way down to Corpus Christi, Texas, and from New Mexico to Maine. So,
wow, I didn't know it was that big.
Yeah, it's literally nationwide. And there are three teams in our division from Alaska. We're going to play Fairbanks tomorrow night. They've actually been a great rival for a long, long time. This will be our 17th season in the North American Hockey League, but our first in the brand new Woodman Center. And I got a chance to – we had a gala grand opening last night. The governor was there today for the official grand opening. And our first game is tomorrow night, which is a sellout. And I got to tell you, Todd, it turned out better than I could have ever expected. I mean, it is 140,000 square feet. There's a main arena where the Jets will play. The Janesville Bluebirds high school team will play. The girls Janesville co-op will play there. And Milton High School will play there. And now Beloit College just assumed the hockey programs from Northland College when Northland closed. So Beloit will have a men's and women's team that also play there. And then the youth will play on the secondary rink or rink B. It hasn't been named yet. Rink A is the Mercy Health Arena. And then there's a convention center, which is spectacular. I mean, it for Rock County, this is going to be an absolute game changer. The initial economic analysis we had done showed it would generate about $23 million a year. I think that's low. I think it's going to do much better than that.
By the way, Bill was this one political note. He was the Secretary of Commerce for the state of Wisconsin. So I trust Bill's numbers. I trust Bill. If he says it's low, I'll believe you, Bill.
Yeah, I think it's going to do better than that. The buzz in the arena last night, people were so excited, so proud of this facility. you know, the city of Janesville put roughly $19 million into it, and the mall is going to get redeveloped. If you've been to any mall lately, you know, there are a lot of them are white elephants, and they need a lot of TLC. The owner of the mall was there from Houston last night, and they have big plans to reinvest in that. So that entire square footage is going to get better over the next couple of years.
It's a great investment, not just for youth hockey, for the community, for economy. It's a catalyst.
There will have 8 basketball arenas in there. Wow. You can convert those to pickleball courts. You can also convert them to volleyball courts. And then they have a turf on rink B, the secondary rink. They have a turf that goes right inside the dasher boards for the hockey rink. So that thing is going to be busy 50 weekends a year, in my opinion, and can't wait to get started tomorrow night.
We're talking with Bill Bokosha live in studio. He is the president and founder of the great organization, the Janesville Jets. As late great Bob Johnson says, it will be a great day for hockey tomorrow down in Janesville. Bill was so kind. He texted me. He goes, "Are you guys going to come down and do a show at the press box?" I said, "I would love to, but the guy who joins us every Wednesday, Trigvi Olsen, would kill me if I would be the permanent penalty box." And so here now, Bill, because he was after me, joining us live from Washington D.C. The great hockey legend of River Falls, Trigvi Olsen. Trigvi, how are you?
Billy, how are you?
I'm well. We'll do this on a Friday so you and Todd can come to a Jets game afterwards.
There you go.
I would love that as long as you don't have too many of your superior boys there. Every time that I ever got on the ice with them, they're knocking my blocks off.
Well, in 3 years of varsity, I only lost one game to a Wisconsin school.
We couldn't get a puck past PK if our life depended on it.
So. PK is one of my great friends.
I just wanted to call in and say, I was at a hockey camp when I was I might have been my daughter's age or younger, that Bob Johnson was at. And he talked about giving back to the game.
Yeah.
And I just have to say, and I want to say this to all listeners, regardless of what you think about Bill's politics, no one has given back more in terms of the game in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, I really believe this. You're right up there with Bob Johnson and Mark Johnson and those people.
Thank you.
In terms of advancing the game. You have lived what Bob Johnson understood about the game. And it amazes me. I'm glad I've gotten to go along. There's a lot of things about Facebook I don't like, but getting to go along that ride with you has been just a joy.
Well, my family has lived this with me, and I'm going to tell this story. I'm going to drop the puck tomorrow night, Trigvi, with Clint Woodman. Mm-hmm. They are the naming sponsor of the arena, and then a senior executive from Mercy Health, who is the sponsor of our arena. And I'm going to tell that story. And truthfully, this has been a family ride for us. My two sons played. I got an opportunity to coach them. My daughter was always my little rink buddy, and she would come no matter where we played, she'd come with, and she was the manager for the Edgewood High School team when she was in high school. And, you know, the truth of the matter is our team, the Janesville Jets, would not be in Janesville but for my wife. We knew General Motors was going to close in 2008, but we thought we had a year to get the franchise up and running and establish a fan base. And then in October of 2008, GM announced they were closing at the end of 2008. Mm-hmm. So my wife comes downstairs. She sees me reading the Wisconsin State Journal. I live here in Madison, Fitchburg at that time, now Middleton. And she said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "They're closing GM at the end of the year. I'm not sure we can do this." And she didn't miss a beat. She said, "That town needs you now more than ever."
Well,
and that was it. Yeah. That was the thing, that the fuse that lit the match, and or the match that lit the fuse. And from that point on, we've been, you know, bury our heads and do the work to make it work in Janesville, and the town's been great for us.
To pick up Trigvi on your point, and I don't want to speak for him, but I got to know the late, great State Senator Tim Cullen, who is a very proud Democrat, but from Janesville. And I think one of the things he talked a little bit on this show before he passed, but he and Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House, were pretty good. They worked out at the same gym. And he brought up your name, Bill, to me before, and he said, "Look, I might not always agree with the guy politically, but..." He goes, "Hell, you can't take away what he's done for that town." And I know that Senator Cullen really appreciated everything that you did to trigger what you.
He was a convert. He wasn't originally in favor of, the Woodman Center, but then he ended up contributing $5,000 towards it.
Yeah. Well, it takes a leader to do that, and Bill McCosh, you have been one. Bill McCosh and Trigvy Olsen will come back on the other side. Don't go anywhere. How can you get involved? It's sold out for tomorrow, but if you want to go down and see the Jets, we'll tell you how on the other side. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
The green and gold tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
If you love hockey, get yourself down to Janesville, to the Woodman Center. And see the Janesville Jets. They drop the puck in the new season. Their brand new Woodman Center facility in Janesville tomorrow night. You can find out all the information at janesvillejets.com and also woodmanscenter.com. Woodmanscenter.com as well. Here in studio, we have the president and founder of the Janesville Jets, Bill McCosh, and joining us via telephone, our friend and ongoing contributor, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, but for these purposes, hockey aficionado, still on the ice, still getting his teeth knocked out.
He's still
out.
Playing in the old man's league. My wife retired me.
I really appreciate you doing this, Bill. Talk to us before we run out of time. It's important. Tomorrow night, tell people what's going on tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, we have a sellout. More than 1,500 people should be there. But we will be back 2 weeks from then. On Friday, October 3rd, Saturday, October 4th, we play the Anchorage Wolverines. I'll quickly just tell you, there are three teams from Alaska in our division. The way it works is they come down a couple times during the year, and we go up twice for 10-day trips, and there's a showcase for the North American Hockey League where all 35 teams will be next week in Blaine, Minnesota. So the Alaska teams try and come before and after the showcase and then before and after Christmas, and then there's a time in February where they come. So that's why we generally play the Alaska teams early in the year. But for our kids, a lot of them, some of them have never been on an airplane. Mm-hmm. Most of them have never been to Alaska. So it's a pretty cool experience for them to go to Kenai River, which is on the peninsula, or Anchorage or Fairbanks.
And brand new uniforms this year as well.
Brand new uniforms. Yeah, I've been designing the uniforms.
Have you really?
Every year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Renaissance man, Bill McCosh.
I have some fun doing that. Yeah. So we try
and
make them a little bit different, in part because we auction them off. But I have fun doing it. We've modified the colors, and Trigvy will notice the Superior Columbia Blue is now in the jersey. It wasn't in the original jersey.
I did see that. I did.
Trigvy?
I did. No, you know, so. Talk a little bit, Bill. I mean, I just think, you know, you look across the state of Wisconsin and you got all these things that are dividing people around politics. But one of the things that unites people so much is youth sports, yeah. Right? And tell a little bit about some of the stuff that you've done with youth hockey, both through the Jets and just beyond. I know you've been central with one of the biggest tournaments in the country.
Yeah, the Coleman Cup is actually, it's a Pee-wee All-Star tournament for U11 kids. That's first-year Pee-wees, and U12, which is second-year Pee-wees. And that's now in its 21st year, and it will be at the Woodman Center next March. That mm-hmm. I was one of the founders of that, along with Don Coleman. Waha legend and Hall of Famer, yeah. And there's been some great folks that have helped with that over the years, and it becomes the first exposure for Wisconsin kids from Superior to Beloit, yeah. Right, and from Green Bay to Madison. So it's been a tremendous early identifier. A lot of those kids have gone on. Cole Caulfield would be a yep. kid that played yep. in this tournament. He's now on the first line of the Montreal Canadiens. He was the first round draft pick. And there's a handful of other kids that are in the NHL, the National Hockey League, today that played in the Coleman Cup. That's coming to the Woodman Center in March of 26. The North American Hockey League, again, where I'm the chairman, we're bringing a significant midget tournament to Janesville in October of this year. They've never done an event in the state of Wisconsin before. They wanted to be part. And by the way, Mark Frankenfeld, the commissioner of the league, will be there tomorrow night for the grand opening. So I think some tremendous things are going to happen. And then we have a youth program that Trigvy's mentioning that runs in the spring and summer called the Junior Jets.
Yeah.
And we'll continue
and
to.
I mean,
yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, one of the things that I think is so impressive of the role that you've played is that, you know, think about when we were coming up, right? I was in River Falls, so we played Twin Cities teams. You were up in Superior. You
played Iron Minnesota Range teams, in Minnesota.
Right?
Yep.
Kids now in eastern Wisconsin, anywhere in Wisconsin, Green Bay, growing up, are getting high-level competition in-state. They don't yeah. have to go to Michigan to
That's
play.
Right.
They don't have to go to Minnesota to play. You're central to that having happened, along with a small group of other people. And
well, I appreciate that.
It's
and,
amazing.
And that was the whole point, really is you could stay with your local association as long as possible and still develop and play phenomenal competition and get some exposure too, because we pick the best kids at both the 12U and the 11U after the Coleman Cup. And then we send them to another tournament as Team Wisconsin.
I think it's yeah. tremendous. And especially you guys have played it so much and me just being a fan, but I mean, there's so much influence. I know that Tony Granato, former Badger coach, former NHL player, was on the Lucas and Oath podcast.
He was a Badger when I was here.
Yeah. And I went to those games and he talked about his fight with cancer and the hockey community supporting him.
Oh yeah.
There's a huge hockey community, Bill. We've only got about a minute and a half left, but this is to Trigvy's point. It's not just about a game. There's a community of support across the state.
It's across the country. Yeah. And frankly, it's across the world. The hockey community sticks together. When the boys on the bus in Humboldt, Canada, were killed tragically several years ago, it was a junior hockey team. pretty much the hockey community in North America stood up and helped them out. And those are the kinds of things you see. It's a tight knit community. It's a fun, it's a lot of time, but it's time well spent with your family. And Trigvi will attest to that. And I can't say the reason I do what I do is to give back to the game because it's been so good to me over the years. And you know, we've done well with a little bit of luck. So if we can give back, that's what we want to do.
45 seconds left, Bill McCosher. What have I not asked you want people to know?
This is our 17th season in Janesville. This team is pretty special. Head coach Lenny Childs, who, you know, is the first African-American head coach in the North American Hockey League.
Wow. Incredible.
He was a former player of ours. Yeah. And Lenny and I have known each other and been friends. He's been an assistant coach for me in the past, and it was the perfect time to bring him back. And our team has also played the only female junior hockey player in U.S. history. A young lady by the name of Annalise Bergman, who is the starting goalie for Cornell right now.
Incredible.
Played one game for the Jets. We lost 2-1. Mm-hmm. But the place was packed, mostly with females that night.
Yeah. Bill McCosher, president, founder of the Janesville Jets. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great, my friend. Thanks for everything. Thank you very much. Trigvi Olsen, thanks for phoning in. Appreciate you being here as well.
Yep. Thanks, Todd.
All right. Thank you. Come on back a little. What's worse for you? And don't forget to text the word LAST, L-A-S-T, for our Brewer Free Ticket Friday. More after this. And Peter Rapine in Hour 2 across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Ready Network.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The CDC advisory panel voting on COVID-19 vaccines for children this afternoon. Today, it appears the panel reversed a lesser discussed vote from yesterday's meeting. The group now saying that their new narrowed recommendations for the MMRV vaccines also apply to a massive federal program that provides free vaccines for children. ABC's Steve Osunsalmi is in Atlanta.
Everything that's decided by this panel still has to be approved by the director of the CDC before it becomes official. But what they decide matters and affects what vaccines are made available to American children, specifically what vaccines the government provides for free and which ones insurance plans will cover.
Outside an ICE detention facility in Broadview, west of Chicago today. Protests taking place against the federal immigration operations in and around the city. President Trump held a call with China's leader today. It included discussions on TikTok, but no more deals on a tentative plan. This is ABC.